And what a pleasure it is to be in for Paul W. Smith. It is certainly my honor. I always have fun when I sit in for Paul. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I am Paul. Yes, I'm back, and for at least a few days. It is a pleasure and a privilege to be with you. Why does it say weekdays focus 2 to 4 on my screen? Has something happened that I don't know about? Is there somebody?
Yeah, did you pack Mike a lunch? Parsons? Did you pack a lunch? No.
Executive producer? I don't. What am I looking at here?
That
I do
is what you call a
Facebook and.
That's what you call a failure of quality control there, Paul. We'll get that fixed.
Okay. Anyway, so Facebook and YouTube pages are live streaming right now, which is what I was looking at and saying, wait a minute, that doesn't look right. So it isn't. So we'll get that fixed. Right after your daily dose of Dietz, I'll talk with Kevin Dietz. And in between, coming up, JR Afternoon with Ryan Ermani and the team. Mike Parsons, Daniel Mason, Rich Luzinski, Jason Fistler in for Rich. And we're going to do our best to give you relentless positive radio. And we start off with a show. We start the show off with a story that, in fact, may sound not so positive, but I'm here to tell you it's very positive. It's a very, very big deal, and it affects our entire family and, therefore, your WJR family. Because as a listener, you are a part of the WJR family. That's what makes this radio station special and so different. I find it out when I travel more than ever. I hear from people that I don't get to hear from when I'm stuck in a studio. But when I'm out and about, like if we were on vacation, we get to talk to people about a lot of things. Be that as it may, as part of the family, you may have already heard either this morning on the morning show or just now in All Talk with Kevin Dietz, and especially right here, about one of our family members who is suffering and going through a lot. And she had a decision to make as a pretty private person, which is not easy as a celebrity, a personality. And if you're like me, the first time you ever saw her, it was doing her work on television. And then she joined me many years ago on the morning show to help out in sports on the radio. And that's when I knew she was really talented, because television is much easier than radio. But if you can do radio, you can do television, and you can do a lot more. And Jamie Edmonds has done a lot more, now as co-host of our JR Morning Show with Chris and Lloyd and Jamie. And you may know by now, and those of you who are watching Facebook and YouTube pages, live streaming right now, and I just looked up and see Jamie for the first time in a long while because I was on vacation, and I don't see her every day because of our shifts. But she has made a very special announcement, and more importantly, a decision that I'm sure was not easy, but she knows is the right decision, because she has announced her fight with cancer. And she could have been very quiet about it, very personal and private with just the family, or she could have included all of us. She has included all of us, because she knows by being in the public eye and coming forward with what she's going through, she's going to help thousands and thousands of other people who are going through the same thing or will be. Jamie, I'm not surprised. I couldn't be more proud of you. And like all of us, I am very sad that you're going through this, but very proud of your strength that you were showing us.
Well, Paul, thank you for having me on the show. And I can hear it in your voice that, I mean, it's just a very scary time, but I have been through some dark moments with all of this. But I got to a point where I wanted to talk about it because I got through the dark time from hearing other people's stories. So if I can help just one person, that they're not alone in this, then there's a purpose to all of this. And I hope that's what's going to happen out of all of this.
There is a purpose. This is the most important thing you've done in a fabulous 20-year-plus career in broadcasting. Because over and above the great job you've always done in television and radio and everything else you've done, you are indeed offering strength to people who could use it, who don't have the platform that you have. And for that, I salute you. Why don't you, for listeners who somehow missed it this morning in the two shows you've already been on, just bring everyone up to date where you are.
Well, 2 months ago, February 10th, I'll never forget it. I got the worst call of my life when the doctors confirmed the biopsy results that it is in fact breast cancer. And that's like something I never even fathomed because I don't have a history of breast cancer in my family, very little cancer in my family overall. So I felt invincible, I guess. And I just thought this was going to be like a cyst and they were just doing their due diligence. But no, it's breast cancer at 42 years old. 6 months after I had a clean mammogram. And so it was very shocking. And, you know, your thoughts race. Like, I have a young daughter. Am I going to be here to watch her grow up? Like, that's obviously what went through my mind initially. And it's like very hard, but there's this army of breast cancer survivors who like find out about you. I had strangers calling and texting me and telling me, you know, their stories of hope. And that's how I got to this point where I feel comfortable talking about it. I'm not even done. I've only done 6 chemotherapy treatments, but I feel like talking about it will help.
It does help. I mean, it helps others. I do hope that it is helping you as well. And I think that's pretty much what you just said, that you feel like or even need to talk about it. And I know you could have gone in the other direction. And no one would blame you for that. Just because you're a high-profile person, public person, you could still have your private moments, and you do and should. But you knew, and now you just explained, in the same way that people reaching out to you, one phone call at a time, one note, text, email, letter at a time, helped you.
Yeah.
So what an excellent opportunity for you with this really big platform to help many, many more people. And I'm here to announce that though we may miss you from time to time on the morning show during your treatments, you are welcome on all of our shows to come on at any time to talk about anything. And I understand that there's even a possible podcast in the works.
Yeah, you know, I've been talking with the bosses at WJR there who've been unbelievable.
Unbelievable people.
Supported me in just any way they can. And I want to talk about my story through the times that I'm going through chemo, through the times that I'm trying to parent a 3-year-old whilst going through this. I want to talk about it. And the idea is a podcast. We haven't like fully formed it yet, but maybe that's how I get my story out there.
Well, you've got to do it in a way that you really call the shots based on how you feel.
Right.
And nobody knows in this treatment how you're going to feel until you feel it. And you don't want to be sitting around going, oh, I can't make it in for the show now. You can't do that. And with a podcast, you won't have to do that, as I understand it. So
yeah, I can do it from home when I feel well enough to do it. I think there are a lot of people in Detroit who would talk about the resources that are out there, people who've been through it, and we can create a little community of people fighting and who have fought, and I think it could be powerful.
I am absolutely certain it already is powerful, just from your now 3 conversations today on WJR and the future conversations that we will have, I look forward to having, and also from hearing from you, if it's a podcast or however you do it, to reach out. Is there anything else you want to say or make clear to our listeners, to your family, our family on WJR? Because I'm not stretching this out long because it's been a long day already for you, I know. So is there anything else, Jamie Edmonds?
Well, I held it together on the morning show until Chris started reading comments from people. And so since 9 o'clock until now, 12 o'clock, the amount of messages that have come out have been really heartwarming and really just warmed my heart. And I really appreciate everyone praying for me. I think prayer matters and I appreciate it. And I think I'm going to find the other side.
I am certain you're going to find the other side. I am certain that this is going to lead to more prayers. And I am certain that prayers can work and have worked. We've all seen them work. And
thank you, Paul.
You're talking to the wrong guy about holding it together. You don't have to always hold it together. We already know you're strong. And we're going to be strong with you along this road. Just know, as you do now, and probably have for a while, you are not on this road alone. We love you, and we're with you. That's all I can say.
Thank you, Paul. As the leader of the bunch here at WJR, the legend that you are, thanks for talking about my story today. And I appreciate you. You're right. I came on WJR the first time on your show.
And I'm going to say something that I hope doesn't embarrass you, because I find it very heartwarming and cute. You said to me, you know, it's hard to find someone to date when I'm doing what I'm doing. Do you remember that conversation?
Of course I do.
It's hard to find someone to date. And the next thing I know, you're married and have a beautiful little baby.
Well, it happened. You weren't the matchmaker, though.
No. I stand back. I'm not that crazy. No, I stood back. I went, really? I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure it'll all work out, Jamie. And in fact, it did all work out. And you're living a great love story.
My biggest supporter is downstairs at his home office. So it starts with that. And I just really appreciate everyone and their support so far this morning.
Well, it may start this morning, but it's going to go on forever. So God bless you. And don't ever, ever hesitate to reach out to us any way that you need to or want to. And we're here for you.
Thank you, Paul.
Jamie Edmonds, you know her and love her from The Morning Show. She started with me in The Morning Show many years ago doing sports. Now she's the co-host with Chris and Lloyd of a great JR Mornings. And she has revealed her fight with breast cancer. And she has an army supporting her. And I'm glad that you're joining that army. We continue in Focus on WJR.